Welcome to the PHP Serverless News Podcast with your host, Bob Bloom. A production of South LaSalle. Welcome to my seventh episode of PHP Serverless News, serving PHP Serverless. Today is Wednesday, May 15th, 2024. My PHP Serverless News is my monthly look at serverless vendors and projects and at the overall industry with a shameless PHP point of view. Published on the 15th of the month with plans to publish more frequently later this year. This is your podcast host, Bob Bloom. You can listen to this podcast on my website via RSS, on Spotify, on YouTube, and on YouTube Music. Links referenced in this episode are listed in my notes at phpserverlessnews.com, episode 7. For this episode, I want to do something that I have not done yet to survey PHP Serverless, to list the vendors and projects. No reviews, no profiles, no feature comparisons. Not trying to be exhaustive, just want to get a lay of the PHP Serverless land. While putting this episode together, looking at the different vendors, it is clear that there are many kinds of serverless. There is the original conception of serverless as an ephemeral compute service. There is the containerized type of serverless. There are app deployment services. There are managed Kubernetes services. The line between if it is really serverless or if it is more conventional managed server are blurring. For containers in general, the issue of PHP working is moot. You can put whatever you want on the container. Still, I do not assume that every vendor offering containerized serverless accommodates PHP. So I will continue using the PHP serverless moniker. After all, my point of view with this is PHP. One of the most astonishing discoveries is the potential for using PHP application servers on serverless platforms. Conceptually, it does not make sense on the face of it for an application server to be used on a serverless platform, but I cannot argue with the Roadrunner documentation. The Roadrunner application servers docs has an explicit page about running PHP as an AWS Lambda function. Most of the code on this page is in the Go language, which is surprising and very intriguing. I am taking the Roadrunner hint, and I'm treating PHP application servers as important to PHP serverless. If it's bullshit, so be it. But in the case there is something to this, and it's not just a one-off anomaly, then I'll have it covered. And covering PHP serverless is this podcast show's prime directive. The idea of compiling PHP into an executable file, you know, sounds a bit weird to me. However, if such a thing is doable, and it sounds like it is, then perhaps this can open up more serverless opportunities for PHP. Such as for more compute services that need an executable, you know, like a Go binary. I suppose that it all started with Lambda, which was announced a decade ago at reInvent 2014. So I should start with Lambda, released as a pure computing service, which I now call Lambda Classic. It is our PHP community's leading serverless platform. You know, maybe one day I will find segmented revenue for individual Amazon Web Services. I personally doubt that day will ever come. Public cloud companies aggregate the revenues, but still, I was curious to peek at Amazon's latest 10K. Note, AWS is not a separate company, it's part of Amazon. In 2023, AWS was 16% of total Amazon sales and two-thirds of its total Amazon profits. Yes, 16% powered 67% of profits. In fiscal 2023, you spent a buck on AWS, about 27 cents were profits. Profits that supported the entirety of Amazon. In 2022, AWS's profits covered Amazon's losses. If you ever wondered why AWS has not been spun off into its separate company, I think there's the answer. I read once that S3 and EC2 are AWS main revenue generators. My guess is that Lambda is a huge generator nowadays. If you told me that Lambda and its associated services generate $5 billion in revenue, I would not be surprised. although I imagine it is higher. If PHP were even a laughably small percentage of total Lambda revenues, such as 0.1%, that would translate into 5 million attributable to PHP. My general ballpark number has always been between 5, 10 million and 100 million annually. With a new AWS CEO just announced, and along with that announcement, is the disclosure that AWS will likely achieve 100 billion revenue for the first time in fiscal 2024. In 2023, AWS sales went up 10 billion from 80 to 90 billion, and almost that entire 10 billion was spent. I assume that it was spent on capacity. It will be interesting to see what is done with 2024's 10 billion of extra revenue. My guess is that some will be transferred to Amazon, some will be spent on more capacity, read AI, and a little bit will end up in retained earnings. I would not be surprised if this new CEO is supposed to do a thorough review of AWS, followed by a new strategic focus of delivering on its core competencies, followed by a corporate reorg and huge layoffs. The other two hypercloud companies are Google Cloud and Microsoft Azure. Both have serverless offerings that directly compete with AWS and with each other, and PHP is accommodated. Both offer a Kubernetes service. You know this, but I did want to mention it. DigitalOcean is a public company, and known for their droplets, DigitalOcean bought a serverless company as the basis for their new serverless offering, which is called DigitalOcean Functions, and PHP is a native language. It looks like this service is a compute service only. I'm not 100% sure. DigitalOcean does offer an app platform. Maybe this technology is intertwined with their app platform. They also offer a Kubernetes service. And I will be doing a bigger profile on DigitalOcean later this year. Anyways, it's first on my list. IBM serverless offering is called IBM Cloud Code Engine. Its predecessor, IBM Cloud Functions, was founded on the same technology as DigitalOcean Functions. Looks like Node.js and Python are the only native languages. The expectation seems to be that it will use containers, so there's no need to support a wide range of languages, which seems to be the industry trend. IBM offers a Kubernetes service. I've not really paid attention to IBM, but I'm very curious about what they offer, and I will be doing a profile on this at some point. Cloudflare is a public company that wants to challenge AWS head-on. Example of this is their R2 offering competing with S3. Cloudflare's serverless offering is called Cloudflare Workers. I want it noted of this use of the word workers is the formal name of the serverless offering to denote the primacy of this word, worker, in the serverless industry. Does Cloudflare Workers accommodate PHP? You know, it looks like the answer is a hard no. There seems to be a workaround, but it looks like it's a hard no. Twilio is a public company. The business description from the latest 10K, our leading customer engagement platform comprises communications API that enables developers to embed numerous forms of messaging, voice, and email interactions with their customer-facing applications, as well as software products that target specific engagement needs, including our customer data platform, digital engagement centers, marketing campaigns, and advanced account security solutions. And I read this because they have a suite of services where serverless seems to be just the right kind of thing to have in their portfolio. Their serverless offering reflects this line of business, and Twilio offers a PHP SDK. It is not specifically for their serverless functions. It looks like the only native language for their serverless functions is Node.js, and that there's no facility for using any other language, including Python or Go. Akamai Connected Cloud is a public company. Their serverless offering is called EdgeWorkers. There's that word again. They use JavaScript engine, so this is a hard no on PHP. There's a blog post that Akamai has where they're contemplating adding serverless functions. Oracle is a public company. From their website, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure Functions is a fully managed, multi-tenant, highly scalable, on-demand functions as a service platform. It is built on enterprise-grade Oracle Cloud Infrastructure and powered by the FN Project Open Source Engine. Powered by the FN Project Open Source Engine. PHP is not a native language, and on my quick search, I'm not sure if PHP is accommodated at all. Although the FN Project supports PHP. Red Hat is a private company. It offers Red Hat OpenShift serverless based on the Knative project. I want to mention Netlify and Vercel, just so you know that I've thought of them. They offer their particular service, of which their serverless offerings are tailored for. Both use Lambda, and maybe you could use a PHP custom runtime. Vercel had two kinds of serverless, but they recently have dropped their serverless edge offering. I've long assumed that the massive server industry would have solved every imaginable problem because I presumed the way to grow market share would be on the margins by investing in solving use cases. I've been very wrong about this. PHP server issues have been more intensive over time, not mitigated over time. And the people who tried to solve these issues were PHP devs contributing their efforts as free and open source software. Two efforts that are not supported but bear out the intensity of the issues are PHP PM, PHP App Server. These are the major PHP application servers: Swoowl, OpenSwoowl, FrankenPHP, Roadrunner, and Caddy. Swoowl and OpenSwoowl are written in C. The other three are written in Go. FrankenPHP is a wrapper, if I can call it that, for Caddy. At the recent LaraCon EU 2024 conference, during the FrankenPHP presentation, it was said that FrankenPHP treats PHP as a C library. I do not know what this really means, but I'm taking this as a starting point when I dig into FrankenPHP. Nginx has an application server thing called Nginx Unit, and from the website, Nginx Unit is a lightweight and versatile application runtime that provides the essential components for your web app as a single open source server, running application code, serving static assets, handling TLS, and request routing. It handles PHP natively, as well as specific handling for Laravel and other popular PHP languages. A company called YMIR deploys WordPress on Lambda. DigitalOcean bought Cloudways. Cloudways is a PHP company providing managed PHP servers, especially for WordPress. They recently launched an auto-scaling server for WordPress called Autonomous. My guess is that this service is based on DigitalOcean functions, something that I have not yet verified. I talked about the free and open source serverless OpenWest software in my previous podcast episode. Another free and open source serverless software is called Knative. Its website says, is a platform agnostic solution for running serverless deployment. It uses Kubernetes. Another free and open source serverless software is the FN, I guess, Function Project. Its website describes it as an open source container native serverless platform that you can run anywhere, in the cloud or on-premise. It's easy to use, supports every programming language, and is extensible and performant. I do not see PHP mentioned explicitly, so that may mean it's not really accommodated, or it is. But I like to see that if it is, it's mentioned somewhere. You know, I thought there would be more than 5 major PHP serverless vendors, which is why when I researched this, I looked again. to see if I missed an obvious PHP serverless vendor, which brought me to Oracle and Morphos projects. I tell you, it's amazing what is out there. But so far, it's AWS, Microsoft, Google, DigitalOcean, and IBM. I've got DigitalOcean in my sights as the next profile to do, and I've got a bit of work to do before that happens, I think. I'm very intrigued by IBM. Tell you, I read a complaint somewhere that IBM's console really is yucky. I'm thinking, really? AWS sometimes could be a smoother experience too. Microsoft and Google, I'm sure at some point I'm going to be looking at. And I like to verify the others that they absolutely cannot accommodate PHP. So it's quite a survey. And I want to thank you for listening to this survey, my 7th episode of my PHP serverless news. My next podcast episode is scheduled for June 15th, 2024. You have been listening to a South LaSalle production. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of South LaSalle, Bob Bloom, nor of the organizations represented. Links and materials discussed on air are available in the show notes for this show. Information contained herein have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but are not guaranteed. Podcasts are released under copyright. Rights are reserved. Email correspondence to the attention of Bob Bloom at bob.bloom@lasallesoftware.ca.